A wheat field in the town of Gelnhausen, Germany, finds itself the geographic center of Europe, in a manner of speaking. That center shifted with the entry of Romania and Bulgaria into the European Union at the first of the year. Gelnhausen is a small town northeast of Frankfurt with about 23,000 residents. One of them joins us now. Christian Frick is a city guide or tour guide in Gelnhausen. Mr. Frick, how did your town respond to the news?
Well, we'll be happy to hear it because we had an advertisement some years ago, a small town with a great history. And so we are proud to be, well, right in the spotlight of history again.
And when you say we have an interesting history, tell me a little bit about that history.
Well, Gelnhausen was a small town when it was founded in 1170 by Emperor Frederick I, called Barbarossa by the Italians because of his red beard. And so we had a history with a lot of fights, with a lot of struggles. The town was burned 3 times during the 30 Years' War in the 17th century. It was a small town afterwards, and well, now we are in the center of the European Union. A new start is here.
What is Gelnhausen known for now?
We are the birthplace of a man called Philipp Reis. And Philipp Reis, he's the inventor of a, well, technical gadget that was improved by an American called Graham Alexander Bell. It's a telephone.
Oh.
We are known as the birthplace of the inventor of the first phone before Graham Alexander Bell came to improve it. And we are known for our, well, lovely landscape, for the town with timber-worked frame houses. It's a small medieval German town, like you, well, like you could imagine in fairy tales.
This was actually where Americans were stationed during the Cold War for a long time.
Yes. Many American soldiers were in the Coleman Barracks, and amongst them, one very famous soldier, General Colin Powell, and he's a close friend to our mayor. And a few years ago, one street in the old Coleman Barracks was named after him, the General Colin Powell Street.
Mr. Frick, here on our program on Saturdays, we always like to talk a little bit about food. I'm wondering if there's a specialty dish there in Gelnhausen you'd like to share with us.
Yes, of course. We have very special dishes in Gelnhausen. You can eat, for example, a very good, we call it a green sauce. Green sauce is a very special dish.
And green sauce?
Yes, it's a sauce with 7 different herbs.
Mm.
Every woman has a special recipe. It has to be a recipe with 7 herbs. The herbs can differ, but it must be 7. So it's a very spicy sauce, and you eat it to potatoes, boiled potatoes, and boiled eggs. And this is one of the typical dishes for Gelnhausen.
Mr. Frick, are city officials at all concerned that your time as the center of the European Union might be short-lived? There's talk of Turkey joining the European Union.
Yes. We know that our days are numbered, but, well, we have the hope when Turkey comes to the European Union, perhaps Iceland may join it as well. And so we probably could back the title as the center of the European Union.
Christian Frick, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for talking with me, and thanks for broadcasting about Gelnhausen.